He is risen.
Yes, indeed, he is risen.
他复活了。
Amen. How about in Chinese? All right, amen. You're going to help me this morning with my sermon, okay?
今天我讲到的时候需要大家一点点的帮忙。
In particular, whenever you see the verse, and I say verse 20, I want you to say, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead.
如果我们每一次讲到这个二十节的时候，你就大家就一起要说，耶稣已经从死里复活了。
So let's try. So, verse 20.
耶稣已经从死里复活了。
All right, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't hear my English friends, though. Let's hear some English friends. Verse 20. Amen. All right, I think you're ready now. Okay.
So,
now, the basis of the Christian faith, as most of you know, is that a dead man physically and bodily came back to life. Not a ghost, but a real body.
是基于一个死人从死里复活，不仅仅是一个灵魂像鬼一样的产生，而是一个真正的一个身体从死里复活。
And the Bible tells us that when we believe that God honors our faith with grace.
圣经也告诉我们，当我们相信那死里耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，我们的上帝就是因为我们这样的信心，把恩典浇灌在我们身上。
Now, yes, this is something supernatural that happens. And we have to accept this beyond our understanding of anything that we believed before. Like some of you may have believed in Confucianism or Buddhism or humanism or even atheism.
这确确实实是一种超自然的现象，所以我们真是要用信心来接受，已经超过我们以前所了解的，就像我们以前对孔夫子或者是佛教或者是人文主义的一些的理解。
We've been studying Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, and the early Corinthians had exactly this problem.
当我们在学习哥林多前书的时候，我们发现哥林多教会在那个时候同样有同样的问题。
And maybe some of us today have problems believing that Christ came back not spiritually, but also bodily and physically.
所以我们今天也应该相信，当耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，不仅仅只是灵里面或者是灵魂的复活，而是整个身体的复活。
And we'll see that Paul tells us it is crucial for us to change our views and our understanding if we want to live out the gospel message in our lives.
在这里，保罗提醒我们，这对于我们活出基督的生命，活出一个福音的生命，这种理解是非常重要的。
So let's pray and read from our text, and then we're going to talk about this a little bit more.
我们先一起来祷告。
But let's first, let me make sure you're ready. Verse 20.
他基督已经从死里复活。
Ah, come on, verse 20.
基督已经从死里复活了。
Amen, let's pray.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we're grateful that we have this opportunity, the Sunday after Easter, to look at your word again.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们真是感谢你在复活节之后的一个星期，我们有机会能够来学习你的话语。
Let us continue to rejoice in the fact that Christ has risen.
让我们一起来因着耶稣基督的死里从死里复活一起来喜乐。
And to rejoice that our lives have been changed.
一起因着我们生命因此而得到改变而喜乐。
And so Father, we ask for your presence today and for your Holy Spirit to fall powerfully on us.
主啊，我们祈求你的圣灵在我们中间运行。
So we may understand your word and what you say to each one of our minds and hearts.
所以我们每一个人都能够理解你所告诉我们的。
Forgive the one who preaches his sins.
我们也求你原谅我们的讲员。
This morning we would only want to see Jesus.
因为我们个人都有犯罪。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祈求今天我们只看见耶稣基督，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Okay, everybody's going to need a Bible this morning. I hope you have access to a Bible. We have lots of scriptures to go through. All of them are not on the slide. So please, if you don't have access to a Bible, share a Bible with your friend.
所以我们今天要学习很多的经文，很多都不在这个 slides 上面。所以大家如果有圣经的话，把圣经拿在手上。
All right, we're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're going to be looking at verses 14 through 20, as well as other verses in that particular chapter.
今天我们要学习哥林多前书第十五章第十四节到二十节，还有这一章的其他的经文。
So let's stand up and we're going to read it together.
我们起立，我们一起来念。
We're going to read verses 14 and 14 through 16 in Chinese, and then verses 17 through 20 we will read in English.
14节到16节我们中文里面，17节到20节我们用英文来念。
Let's begin.
一起来。
14节，若基督没有复活，我所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，并且明显我们是为枉然做见证的，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人不复活，神也没有叫基督复活了，因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. You may be seated.
大家请坐。
All right. As you can see from the PowerPoint up there, there's basically three things that I want to discuss with you today related to us being raised from the dead with Christ.
当我们可以看到这个slide上面，今天我跟大家要讨论三点，是关于我们从和基督一起从死里复活。
Basically, I want you to understand better how God has raised Christ from the dead.
我希望和大家一起来更好地了解神是怎样
For us to know the truth better.
So we can
He has also been raised from the dead so that we can understand the nature of our relationship and our restoration to the family of God better.
And
finally, we have been raised with Christ from the dead to outlive death. To live beyond death.
我们和耶稣基督一起从死里复活，是战胜了死亡。
Now these seem to be very basic things to understand, but there are nuances here.
这些事情都是很基础的事情，我们需要了解。
You see, the Corinthian church was a very intelligent church.
我们可以看到哥林多教会是很有世上智慧的这个教会。
And because of that, as Christians, when they first became Christians, they started going off in the wrong direction.
就是因为如此，他们在开始相信了以后呢，就开始走偏了，走到了另外一个错误的方向。
Because they tried to understand the Word of God through their brilliant intellect and through their philosophy, but not through the indwelling of the Spirit of God.
他们开始想了解福音的时候，希望通过他们自己的个人的这种 属世的智慧，还有希腊的哲学来了解，而不是依赖于上帝的圣灵来做工。
So I want you to quickly scan the chapter, chapter 15. Look at the verses that lead up to the particular verse that we're at right now, and you'll see that this is the case.
如果我们快快地看第15章的时候，我们可以看到这就是哥林多教会所发生的事情。
Paul is trying to correct this teaching, and he's trying to help us to understand God's wisdom and power and the real resurrection of a real physical body as a real part of the gospel story.
而保罗所试着在波林多教会所做的就是更正这些错误的观点，让哥林多教会的这些基督徒能够更好的了解神的智慧和能力。耶稣基督真正的复活不仅仅是灵的复活，而是整个身体的一个复活，作为这个福音真理的基础。
Yes, it was important for them to understand and for us to understand Jesus Christ was not a ghost.
对于我们和对他们都非常的重要，要知道耶稣基督不是一个像鬼魂一样的。
All right. So for the very first part of what we're going to go through here, we're going to start a little bit earlier. We're going to look at verse 12.
我们可以朝前看一下，看第十二节。
But if it's preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there's no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised.
保罗说，既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，
So how can you say that there's no resurrection of the dead? This is what some of the Corinthians were saying.
在哥林多教会有这样的说法，说不相信死人从死人复活的事情。
They were really saying there is no resurrection of the dead. They had doubts.
所以他们对这个死人复活的事情是有疑问的。
And these doubts were the root of all the problems that they had. And Paul realized that.
而这些疑问呢，就是他们各种各样问题的根源。所以保罗也了解到这个原因。
So as a result of that, they had problems like what? Jealousy.
这些问题包括那些嫉妒哦。
They had divisions instead of unity.
纷争不合不合一。
They had arguments about the best teachers.
他们对谁是最好的教师有争论。
They were prideful, and many of you probably don't think there's anything wrong with pride.
他们很骄傲，他们觉得骄傲没什么错误。
And unfortunately, there was sexual immorality.
而且在他们中间也有性上面的这个不洁净的事情。
And that's because they were relying on their understanding of world philosophy to be able to interpret the gospel.
这些都是原因，他们想通过世上的这些哲学来解释福音。
There's nothing wrong with world philosophy and studying it, but if you look at the gospel through world philosophy, you deny the power of God working through the Holy Spirit.
研究世上的哲学并没有什么错，但是如果我们仅仅是依靠世上的哲学来了解我们这些神给我们的福音的话，我们就犯了一个很大的错误，我们完全的不靠上帝给我们的恩典和能力。
And so as a result of that, they were powerless to put an end to the problems that they were experiencing in the church.
所以呢，他们就没有能力来解决他们教会的问题。
So let me give you some quick black background.
所以给大家一点点背景。
The Greeks did believe in the immortality of the soul.
希腊人是相信灵魂的不朽。
They believed you could live forever.
他相信是你可以永生的。
But they did not accept the resurrection of the body.
但是呢，他们不相信，也不接受身体的从死里复活。
And the reason for that, as you can see on the slide here, is they believed that the body was the source of weakness, of wickedness and sin.
因为在希腊的这个哲学里面，认为身体是有害的，是不洁净的，是有罪的。
And so if there was a resurrection of the body, well, the soul would still be associated with the body. And for them, they were saying, hey, that doesn't make any sense.
如果身体跟灵魂一起复活的话，那么他们所想的洁净的灵魂就会和肮脏的身体绑在一起。他们说，哎，这个不是很不根本就不合理。
But it was a basic part of their philosophy because they were Epicureans, they were Stoics, and they were students of Plato.
所以呢，这些哲学呢，其实是根于希腊的一些传统的哲学，像柏拉图的哲学和 Stoic 的这些哲学。
And now, if I put it in Christian terms today, because we just got through Easter, here's what I want you to understand.
我们如果用我们基督徒的方法来解释这个事情，因为我们刚刚过复活节。
There is a difference between belief in an Easter faith as opposed to belief in an Easter fact.
在我们所讲的复活节的这种信仰和复活节的这个事实中间有一定的差别。
Christ risen from the dead for us as Christian is an Easter fact that he came back both bodily and physically. It wasn't just that a dead man got out of the grave. It was his body that actually came out of that grave, not a spirit.
在复活节这个所发生的事实是耶稣基督从死里复活，不仅仅是他的灵魂，而且是他的身体全然的从死里复活。
And the reason that this is important is because I was sitting down with someone the other day, and this guy was a really nice guy.
我之所以强调这一点，是在有一天我跟边上坐的一个人，这个人是一个很好的人。
And you want to know something? If you asked him, if you said he is risen, what would he say? He is. Amen.
如果我们问他复活了。我们大家都会说，真的，他确实复活了。耶稣基督真的是确实复活了。
He was more than willing to say that on Easter.
但是我身边坐的这个人，他不会那么说。
But he wasn't a Christian.
但是他会这么说，但是他不是一个基督徒。
Because he believed that he was following Christian principles and that Christ had been raised in spirit, and so he was living in heaven in spirit, and he came back in spirit. So what's the big deal about the resurrection? He thought he was a better Christian. than most of the Christians perhaps here, because he said, you know what? I really do everything the Bible says about being good and about being a Christian, because I follow Christian principles, and I know that Christ is spiritually alive.
问题就是他仅仅是, 跟随基督教的一些原则, 他相信耶稣基督复活仅仅是一个灵里面的复活, 他的灵从死里复活了, 然后到了天上, 现在他从天上, 他的灵又从天上下来, 和我们在一起, 所以他根本就没有, 相信耶稣基督身体和灵魂的全然复活。
But he would not say that he was a Christian.
所以他不说自己是基督徒, 虽然他觉得他自己所做的比我们在座的基督徒更好, 因为他一步一步的都是跟随着基督教的, 这种教训来做的。
Because he would say, absolutely not, dead people cannot come back to life.
因为他说, 这不可能一个死的人是不可能身体复活的。
And so what Paul is doing is he's talking to the Corinthians and he's trying to use, I don't know what you call it, what is it when you use a reverse mathematical proof, and then what you do is to try to prove that something is true by showing what happens if it's not true.
所以保罗在这边用的是反证法, 就是说我们保罗说如果这个反的不成立的话, 那么正确的事情就一定是正确的。
So that's what Paul's trying to do here.
这就是保罗在这边所要做的。
So look at verse 14 again. Our preaching to you is useless.
看我们看14节, 如果基督没有复活, 我们所传的便是枉然。
And then he says, because of dead people cannot come back to life, Christ was not raised from the dead. Verse 13, right?
对,我们如果看 13节的时候说, 如果没有死人复活的事情, 那么基督也没有从死里复活。
And so that would mean that the story of the empty tomb in the Bible was a hoax.
所以在圣经里面所讲的这个空坟墓的故事, 完全是一个谎言。
And even worse,
更糟糕的是,
we lie to you.
我们, 保罗这些传道人就是, 对, 这些哥林多人说谎。
Exactly. Didn't we just say a few minutes ago, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead?
我们在前面不是讲到我们见证了耶稣基督从死里复活的事吗?
That's from verse 15. And you know what that means?
这是在15节。
That means that Pastor Biao, Brother Ying Chang, Brother Hong Jun, myself, we should all just give up our jobs because we're lying to people.
这意味着就是像 陈彪牧师、英强长老或者红军长老还有Craig牧师 他们最好是辞职不做这件事情因为他们所做的都是说谎。
Okay, but we're not going to do that. Okay, I'm sorry, guys.
这只不过是反证法。
Because we're not lying.
因为我们并没有说谎。
And then the worst part of all is take a look at verse 17 there. I'll read it to you briefly. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins.
最糟糕的是如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活的话,
that means that people can't be...
我们的信便是枉然, 我们人在罪里面。
So people can't be forgiven of sins.
我们的罪没有办法得到赦免。
And the reason that I know that this is not true is because I have heard some of your testimonies up here on Sundays, mornings, and I have heard and believe that God has changed your lives.
我之所以知道耶稣基督真的是从死里复活了, 因为我在 复活节听到你们中间刚受洗的人的见证, 从你们的见证中我知道你们的生命被耶稣基督改变,耶稣基督从死里复活。
And we know that this is what Paul believes also.
我们也知道这是保罗所相信的。
And why? Are you ready?
大家准备好了吗? 为什么呢?
Verse 20.
基督已经从死里复活。
Ah, come on, let's try it again. Verse 20.
基督已经从死里复活。
Amen. Okay, so what is the evidence about all that? Okay, some of this is, I'm going to go very quickly through it. Some of you have seen this before.
为什么耶稣基督从死里复活,这有一些证据我快快地跟大家走过一遍,因为很多人都已经知道了。
So the next time that someone says, I don't believe in the resurrection and the Bible, here's what I want you to say to them.
如果下面有一次,下一次有人说,我不相信耶稣基督从死里复活,圣经上所说的,你可以这样回答他。
There are over 300 verses in the Bible about Christ's resurrection. What is there not to believe?
在圣经里面有超过300处的地方说到耶稣基督的复活。
Now, of course, I don't have 300 here. I have just a couple of references.
我在这里边没有 300处, 我只有好几处说到耶稣基督从死里复活的证据。
Some of you can look up these yourselves. I'm not going to go ahead and look these up for you, but prophecies predicting that this would happen. Jesus said this of himself, and it was also predicted in the Old Testament from Matthew chapter 16, verse 21, and Psalm 16:10. Take a look at one of those, okay? I don't care which one of those you take a look at.
大家可以看一下马太福音16章21节，或者是诗篇16章第10节，我们可以看到在旧约里面，先知们预言了耶稣基督的复活，耶稣自己也说到自己以后三日后要复活。
The tomb was empty on Easter Sunday morning. That comes from John chapter 20.
在约翰福音二十章三到九节，在复活节的早上，那个坟墓是一个空坟墓。
Yep, verses 3-9.
这是在第三二十章将约翰福音二十章第三节到第九节。
Thomas placed his hand in his side, and then there were many people who saw the resurrected Christ. Over 500 people saw him.
我们可以知道多马把他的手放到了耶稣基督的肋旁去探那个枪伤。我们也可以看到耶稣基督复活以后，有很多人可以看见耶稣基督复活以后的耶稣基督。
And then last and most importantly of all, people's lives were changed.
最重要的是我们可以看到人们因着相信耶稣基督从死里复活，他们生命得到永远的改变。
Not only just the apostles, because at first they denied Jesus.
首先是那些使徒们，因为当他们在耶稣基督被抓的那天，都已经全部都背叛了耶稣。
But your lives were changed.
而当他们看到耶稣基督从死里复活以后，他们生命有大大的改变。我们的生命也是一样，因着耶稣基督的从死里复活，得到永远的改变。
And so the truth of this whole matter of being raised from the dead with Christ is not just an Easter belief for us, okay? It's a physical, real, bodily, historical Easter fact we accept.Because God has supernaturally changed our lives.
与耶稣基督一起从死里复活，并不是仅仅是停留在复活节这个信仰上面，而耶稣基督从死里复活是一个完全的、真正的事实。他的身体和灵魂从死里复活，这样的话，我们的生命因着他从死里复活，就得到了永远的改变。
And here's the conclusion of that matter: Christ's body was broken for us.And then he was restored back to life.
结论就是耶稣的身体因着我们的罪为我们所剥碎所碎，然而他从死里复活。
Your lives were broken, and then God restored them.
我们的罪的身体也会粉碎，然而上帝会使我们重新复活。
None of these facts will make a difference to anything you say to anybody, like the story.Of how God took the brokenness of your life and healed it and restored it.
这些就成为我们向别人传福音的基础，就像是神会使我们有罪的身体破碎，然而重新建造一个无罪的身体。
That is the real supernatural event, your changed life.
我们生命的改变是真正的超自然的现象。
Okay, Christ.Was raised from the dead, we were raised with him for relationship and restoration.
耶稣基督从死里复活，我们同耶稣基督一起从死里复活，也是和上帝关系的和好。
Verse 17, let's read that. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Verse 18, then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
在十七节和十八节说到，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。十八节，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
You know, this would be pretty depressing if it were true, right?
如果这是真的话，这真是很让人沮丧的一件事情。
I mean, this could be perceived as a very negative passage.
我们可以看到，这可以把当作是一个非常负面的一个信息。
But God wants it to be a positive passage for us, and what Paul is doing is he is showing that there's a relationship between us and Christ that's inseparable.
而保罗在这边所讲所希望我们所看到的是说，上帝给我们的信息其实是一个很正面的一个信息，我们和上帝的关系可以在耶稣基督里可以合一。
So whatever happens to him happens to us.
我们怎样发生在基督身上也怎样发生在我们身上。
We know that because if you turn in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, let's look at what it says.
我们如果翻到创世纪第二章第二十四节，我们看怎么说。
Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Yes, not up there on the slide. I'll read it in English, and then I'm going to ask Jailei, Brother Jailei, to read it in Chinese. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
我已经被钉在十字架上，现在活着的不再是我，乃是耶稣基督在我里面活着。Okay,
then we're going to take a look also at Ephesians chapter 5, 31 and 32, Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. The references are up there on the slide. I'm going to read it again. Just one of those in English, and I ask Brother Jailei to read it in Chinese, especially Ephesians chapter 5, 31. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.
在创世纪第二章第二十四节和以弗所书三第五章三十一节，我们可以看到，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And in verse 32 tells us why. It says this is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church.
在以弗所书里面说到，这是极大的奥秘，但是我是指的基督和教会说的。
So, here, let's try to put all this together.
我们把它们放在一起来思想。
We're going to use the metaphor of a child being punished and standing in the corner.
我们举一个例子来理解，就是一个小孩因为做错了事，把他被 grounded 或者是站在墙角。
Yeah, grounded sounds good. That sounds better. If a child does something bad in the United States, they're set to stand in the corner, right?
所以在美国的话，如果小孩子做错了事情的时候，我们将这个小孩站在那个墙角来面壁。
Okay, sometimes they're sent to the room. Guys, are you sent to your room when you do something bad?
或者说把放到自己的房间里面，或者是厕所里面。
Okay, and then, now what do you do in China? I don't know what you do in China. Okay, I won't ask. That's okay. I saw some people's grimace.
在中国的话，我们给他们好吃好喝。
So they have to go. They have to be separated from the family for some period of time.
所以他们就把放在墙角或者在他们自己的屋子里面的时候，他们就会跟家庭的其他成员分开一段时间。
And it can be because they were disrespectful, or perhaps they got bad grades. Right, kids? Is that right?
原因就是如果他们可能不是很尊敬父母，也有可能他们考试考得不好。
Okay, now if it's really bad, and really bad varies from family to family. If it's really bad, then something worse happens.
如果这个犯的错误是一个很严重的错误，它就会处罚就会更严重一点。
Okay, so this is really bad. If it's murder or drugs or stealing or something like that.
如果是犯了很大的罪的话，比如说谋杀或者是吸毒或者是偷窃。
Then you get put out of the house.
那些孩子们就会或者是罪犯就会从家里被赶出去。
Or maybe even worse, you get separated from the family permanently. You have to go to prison.
或者是投到监狱里面被关起来，这样有可能跟家里的人就会有很长时间的隔离，或者是永远的隔离。
Now this is addressed to the youth. Guys, are you usually allowed to take your sister and brother's punishment if you say to mom and dad, "Mom and Dad"?I really love my brother. I really love my sister. I'd like to take their punishment for them.
对我们的孩子说，我们的比如说，兄弟姐妹，因为彼此互相相爱的话，就说，哦，爸爸，因为妹妹做的事情或者哥哥做的事情不对，我来替他们承受处罚。
All right, I didn't think so. But
我不相信大家会这么做。
But Jesus was allowed to do exactly that.
但是耶稣基督被神允许这样做。
Jesus stood in the corner for us.
耶稣基督因着为我们站在墙角。
So what Paul is really saying here is that if Jesus were not resurrected physically and bodily, then his father would have decided the wrongdoing required him to be put out of the house.
如果耶稣基督在这里没有复活的话，所以就表明上帝就因着所他所做的错误的事情，就把他站在墙角，把他赶出这个家庭。
And he would never have been allowed to rejoin God's family.
他也永远不会再回到神的家庭里面。
Now what I'm really saying is we would have been put out of the house, and we would never have been allowed to rejoin God's family.
就像我们以前所讲的，所坐在基督身上的也会坐在我们身上，所以呢，我们也同样会被赶出家庭，我们也会永远不会回到神的家庭。
No forgiveness, a useless faith to believe that taking punishment could make up for wrongdoing.
Say it again.
There would be no forgiveness. Our faith would be useless.
如果没有 这种神的赦免的话，我们的信仰完全是突然的。Punishment
could not make up for wrongdoing.
对这些处罚，并不会使我们的所做错的事情得到修正。All right.
And so our philosophy in life would be verse 32. Look at verse 32 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们的哲学，我们一起来看跟。Ephesians, right?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 32.
我们看那个哥林多前书第十五章的第三十一节.
Yeah, what does it say there? It says, "Eat, drink, and be merry."
我们那时候如果没有这些赦免的话，我们在世上所做的就是吃喝享乐的事情.
Okay, but remember, this is a negative argument, so we know this is not the case.
我们所用的是反证法，所以我们。 知道这些事情不是真正发生的事情.
And we know that because of verse 20.
耶稣确实死里复活了.
Amen.
就是因为耶稣基督确实从死里复活了.
But Christ has indeed been raised, and you know what that means?
所以耶稣基督确实从死里复活了，那意味着什么呢？
He wasn't put out of the house, and we weren't put out of the house either.
他受死，他被赶出了神的家，我们同样被赶出了神的家。
Instead, Jesus was led out of the corner to rejoin the family of God.
然而呢，耶稣基督从死里复活，他又重新回到了神的家里面。
And here's the good news. Open up your Bible to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. We were allowed to rejoin God's family with him.
在以弗所书第二章第六节，我们可以与耶稣基督一同回到神的家里。Ephesians
chapter 2 verse 6 says, "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus."
第六节，第二章以弗所书，他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。So
this was God's reward to Jesus, and his reward to us.
这是上帝给耶稣基督的奖赏，同样也是给
For Jesus being allowed to stand in the corner for us and take our punishment.
耶稣基督因着神的允许担负了我们的罪，站在房角。
And the corner was called death.
而这个房角就是叫做死亡。
Okay, for the last part of the message here, we're going to look at verse 20.
确实，耶稣基督确实从死里复活。Verse
20.
基督确实从死里复活。Amen.
The first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
耶稣基督确实从死里复活。
That's the last part of the verse, right?
已睡之人出熟的果子。All
right, so what are we going to learn from this verse, okay? We're going to learn that not only was Jesus led out of the corner, death, to rejoin the family, but also to join back in the family activities.
我们在这里所看到，耶稣基督不仅仅从死里被神复活出来，他重新回到了神的家庭里面，他还参与家庭里面的所有的活动。You
see, first fruits were always, it was part historically of the pre-harvest. So before they had the main harvest, they had these first fruits. Okay, and when you had first fruits, you had a party, a celebration.
在传统的时候呢，就是说我们在一个真正的收成之前，有一个那些出熟的果子的话，是一个就像是真正收成之前的一个小的一个聚会或者是欢庆的节日。So
what is being said here is Jesus was led out of the corner, and when he was led out of the corner for the punishment, God had a party.
当耶稣基督从死里复活，就是耶稣基督被从房角释放出来，重新回到神的家里的时候，神在那个家里面有一个庆祝。And
every year we celebrate that first fruits party.
所以每年我们都是庆祝那个初熟果子。
You know what it's called?
Easter.
Easter.
所以我们每年在复活节就
I don't know how to say that in Chinese. Easter, it's the beginning of the victory party.
And
first fruits means that there is a main harvest, there's more to come, there's a main victory party, but we have to wait till the rest of our brothers and sisters in Christ come out of the corner also, and then we can all join in the big party.
这意味着我们有前面出关于出熟果子的这个庆祝，就说明我们以后有一个巨大的丰收的这个庆祝。但是我们必须要等待使在基督被神所拣选的那些人和我们一起来进入神的家庭。我们在那个时候会有一个最大的庆祝。
And here's the good news. What are they going to serve at the victory party? What are they going to eat? Open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. Chapter 3, verse 22. What's going to be served is what God was serving at the beginning of time.
我们看创世纪第三章二十二节，在这些餐桌上面，我们最后庆祝的餐桌上面，其实神在起初就为我们预备。
But before we can reach out and take the best part, we messed up, we sinned, and so God couldn't give us the best part.
当我们在创世纪的时候，我们起初犯罪的时候，我们还没有拿到那个最好的果子的时候，我们已经犯罪了，所以神不能把那些最好的果子给我们。
Let's look at verse 22. And the Lord God said, "The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Punishment time, he must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever."
在第三章创世纪第三章二十二节说，耶和华神说，那人已经与我们相似，能知道善恶，就是因为那人已经犯罪，现在恐怕他又伸手摘生命树上的果子，就永远活着。所以神不再让人吃到生命树上的果子。
So God had always intended for us to have the best food from the best place, the tree of life.
And so, 神在起初就为我们预备了一个最好的，就是生命树的果子。
But when we were punished and we went into the corner, we couldn't have it anymore.
当我们犯罪，我们被神放在墙角处罚的时候，我们没有办法去拿那个生命树的果子。
Now we are let out, and we know that verse 20.
耶稣基督却
verse 20.
耶稣基督已经从死里复活。
Verse 20 is true, and so Jesus says, "Guess what? You can eat from the tree of life again." Look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 7.
就是耶稣基督从死里复活以后，我们因着他的复活，我们从墙角里面被释放出来，我们就可以去吃生命树上的果实。我们一起来看启示录第二章第七节。
To him who overcomes, I'm going to let them have the party food, the victory party food. You can eat from the tree of life.
所以在我们跟神一起欢庆胜利的时候，我们可以吃到生命树的果子。
And here's the best news of all.
这个是归于我们最好的一个信息。
God decided, you know what? You guys have suffered enough. I'm going to get rid of the punishment corner.
神说，你们已经经历的够多的了。因着你们的信，我就把你们从墙角里面释放出来。
I'm getting rid of death.
不再使你们因着罪受惩罚，也让你们不再有死亡。
Our last verses are taken back again from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Take a look at verse 24 through 26.
我们最后一个经文是在哥林多前书第十五章，我们大家一起来看24节到26节。
Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. And then verse 26, the last enemy to be destroyed is death.
24节，在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神。26节，静默了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
So here's Paul's message to the Corinthians and to us when we're thinking the wrong way.
这儿就是当我们从一个错误的方向去思想，或者是哥林多教会从一个错误的方向去思想，保罗给他们的信息。
You were saved to come out of the punishment corner.
你们被救，神把你们释放从这些被处罚的这个墙角里面释放出来。
And in doing so, God expects you to make wise choices with understanding according to His wisdom, not the wisdom of this world.
所以你们要跟随他的智慧，而不是跟随世上的人智慧。
Choosing wisely how to live and showing others how to do the same thing.
选择正确的选择你生活的方式，而且去向别人显明如何的在真里面去活。
If you take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15:33, that sums it up.
我们可以看 哥林多前书第十五章第三三节的总结。
And so these are the things I wanted you to remember, that God raised us with Jesus from the dead for these reasons.
这儿我想让大家总结的时候，让大家可以记住，上帝让耶稣基督从死里复活。
For his truth, not just a philosophical Easter belief, but a physical, real, bodily, historical Easter resurrection, not a ghost.
这个从死里复活，并不是这些灵魂的复活，而是身体的全然复活，跟以世上的那些哲学信仰是不一样的。
But a fact, because we know our lives have changed.
这个 Easter 复活节的复活是一个完全的事实，因为我们的生命因此得到了改变。
Just like Jesus, we were broken.
就像耶稣基督的身体被为我们所裂开。
Just like Jesus was physically raised to life, we've been given a new life.
就像是耶稣基督身体从死里复活。
We were lost, but now we're found.
我们曾经是一个世上的人，但是现在已经被上帝所寻到。
We were raised with Christ for relationship and restoration from the punishment corner, death, so we could rejoin God and the family of God and rejoin the family activities.
我们与耶稣基督一同从死里复活，我们就被神从这个墙角受处罚的这个墙角释放出来，我们的罪不再被纪念，我们不再会有死亡，我们可以完全的回到神的家庭当中。
And finally, we were raised to outlive death.
我们与耶稣基督一同从死里复活，来战胜死亡。
And at the family victory party, reach out our hands and take from the tree of life.
在最后的大喜宴上面，我们可以伸手去摘生命树上的果子。
And have a great time with God forever.
永永远远的和神一起来合一，一起来快乐。
So if you don't know Christ, I hope you think about this amazing resurrection story and how you can be a part of this victory celebration.
如果大家还没有相信，如果其中我们有还没有相信耶稣基督的。我邀请你们仔细思想这个复活节耶稣基督复活的这个事实。
I hope you agree with me. I can't think of a better way to live and a better thing to hope for.
你们通过耶稣基督可以回到神的大家庭里面去。我相信这是生活在世上的一个最好的一个方式。
I hope you'll decide to do something about this as we pray.
当我们祷告的时候，我也为你祷告，希望你能够做出一个正确的决定。
Father, we're grateful for this message today.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们谢谢你给我们今天的信息。
We pray, Lord, you'll help us to really appreciate what Christ has done for us.
求你帮助我们来真正的感谢耶稣基督为我们所做的。
Father in heaven, help us to not only be changed.
亲爱的天父上帝，帮助我们不仅仅停留在被改变的这一点上。
But reach out to others so that their lives may be changed as well, and we may all enjoy your victory celebration from the tree of life together.
而且让我们可以把你的福音传给别人，让别人也的生命也因此得到改变。最后，在我们一起在天父的宴席上面，我们可以手拿生命树的果子。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.